Greetings, and I pray you're having a blessed day. My name is Pastor G, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. I'm the pastor of the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, and we're located on the north side of Cortland on Route 281. I'd like to invite you to join us for our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. We also offer the sermon on YouTube and Facebook. You can listen live or search for older messages, as well as archived messages on our church's website. Today, I want to talk about where Christians, and subsequently the church, gets its power. In the book of Acts, it documents the start of the New Testament church, and we find a record of when the term Christian was first used. And there's a verse that's been quoted many times stating what the church is built on. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 says, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." The problem with this verse is it's very easy to misinterpret what the phrase "this rock" means. In a quick reading, we can assume that the church is built on Peter. However, we need to go back to verse 16 to get the real meaning of the phrase. That's where Peter answers Jesus' question, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." To put this all into perspective, we need to remember that Jesus changed Simon's name to Peter. And in Greek, Peter is Petros, and it means small rock. However, the Greek word for rock in the phrase "on this rock I will build my church" is a different word altogether. It's the Greek word of Petra, which means a foundation boulder. Jesus was reminding Peter of his limitations as a human, while at the same time telling him that the truth that he just stated was the basis of the faith the church was going to be built on. The rock the church is going to be built on was Peter's understanding of the divinity of Jesus Christ. Peter understood the power that Jesus represented. As Christians, we need to remember that the power of our churches doesn't come from our denominations. The church is built on, and the power comes from, being a part of the family of God. To slightly change a familiar phrase, the church is just a chip off the old rock. Thanks for taking time to hear my thoughts. Once again, I'm Pastor G from the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, as your pastor for the day.